AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is urging people who have yet to be vaccinated against the coronavirus to do so. AP Sagar Magani reports an aggressive variant is spreading, especially among people who have yet to get the shots.
The president says by week's end, some 160 million Americans will be fully vaccinated, but too many are unprotected.
This is an even bigger concern because of the Delta variant,
which he says health officials tell him is now responsible for more than half of all COVID-19 cases in many parts of the country.
Seems to me this should cause everybody to think twice.
The president says the vaccines are effective against the variant, and his administration's ramping up efforts to get more shots to doctors' offices, workplaces, and mobile clinics.
Over the 4th of July weekend, there were 900 confirmed cases in Arizona. Cases also spiking in the Springfield, Missouri area, which lags behind the rest of the state in getting people vaccinated. In nearby Nixa, some citizens want to recall their mayor for pushing a mask requirement and other pandemic restrictions.
The mask mandate was imposed last October and lifted in April, but Nixa's mayor, Brian Steele, might still face voter outrage in November. The Springfield News-Ledger reports there are enough petition signatures to force a recall vote November 2nd. The petition claims Steele took actions detrimental to the city, its economy, and the health and welfare of the community in general by having them wear masks during a pandemic. Nix is about 10 miles south of Springfield, where hospitals are again overflowing with COVID patients. That's because of the Delta variant and low vaccination rates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams wins the Democratic primary for mayor in New York City with a campaign that appealed to the political center. Former police captain, if elected, would be the city's second black mayor. This is AP News. A number of the 11 people charged in an armed standoff on I-95 in Massachusetts last weekend are not cooperating with police or the courts. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Several of the 11 people charged in connection with an hours-long armed standoff along Interstate 95 in Massachusetts over the weekend were in court for their arraignments Tuesday. The purported leader, 29-year-old Jamal Tavon Sanders Latimer, also known as Jamal Talib Abdullah Bey, told the judge he didn't understand how the charges could be brought against him. The first to appear, 40-year-old Quinn Cumberlander, told the judge he was a foreign national who cannot face criminal charges. 10 men and a 17-year-old juvenile faced charges including unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition and use of body armor in commission of a crime. They say they are members of a group called Rise of the Moors.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says the men are part of an offshoot of an anti-government sovereign citizens movement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.